With Trish. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
I'm going to give a clap.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. Don't clap. There we go. See how easy that was?
I didn't do anything.
I know. You didn't do anything.
I shocked you. You're expecting a clap.
Always keeping me on my toes.
And then there was no clap. We wanted a clap.
No, I did not want a clap. I expected a clap.
Ah, but you were never. See, that's what today's episode's about.
Keeping me on my toes.
Not having expectations. Mm. You put in your effort.
Yes.
And the rest, you can control.
I'm really excited about this episode.
I know. So, just today's episode is about.
Please.
Letting go of your expectations. No, tell them what you expected.
I really want to tell the people our love story today.
But today's episode is not about that.
Come
today's
on.
Episode
I really
is about
do it.
Expectations.
Okay, we're going to start with a game of high, low, unexpected.
Okay.
You start. What was your high from this week?
I don't know.
That's it?
I don't know what week this is.
It doesn't. This past week. This is the same conversation we had last time.
I had a great weekend.
You had a great weekend?
Yes.
What did you do?
I went to sporting events for little people.
Yep.
Both did very well.
They did.
I enjoyed seeing their faces light up.
Yes.
In their celebrations.
Yes. They were so proud of themselves.
They were, which was good. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed doing little family picnics during the snowstorm that we enjoyed.
Yes. So your high was the whole weekend?
Just hanging out, watching the kids. Find themselves enjoying in their moments.
Yeah.
But it also ties into today's episode about expectations.
Oh, God. You're going to derail me, aren't you?
I'm telling you, this is so many good things this weekend. What was your high?
I loved watching Zara, the look of shock on her face when she won her gold medal on her floor routine. That was like, she did not expect it at all. It was the purest look of surprise and like, elation.
You were also not expecting it.
I was
tell
not.
The truth. Because if you were expecting it, we would have had a nice video with this moment to show the people. But instead,
zero.
You were doing the slow clap for the other people's children like this. And then you said, wait, because that name matches my child.
And then you exaggerated. Last year.
Yes.
But she
we'll
came
get
like
back
last
to that.
Place last year.
We'll get back to that on expectations.
Okay.
See, this is inspired by her journey this weekend.
Oh, I like
what
it.
Was your unexpected? Other than the fact that this episode
this is
not
my,
the one you thought
the
you were
going
to
tell. I'm having a big unexpected moment, right? Like live.
Live, in the moment.
Any lows?
No.
No lows? That's good.
Yeah.
I was really tired this week. That was my like overarching
that's a low.
Yeah.
That's a win. If that's my high. If the worst thing in my week is I was tired.
I was really,
that's
really,
every
really
week.
Tired. But otherwise, I think we had a good week.
Whichever week it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good week.
Whenever this comes out, last week was a good week.
That's right.
This might come out in 3 weeks, so we're going to have a good week in the future.
Yes. It's
or
okay.
We just understand.
People are just going to have to get used to the fact that these episodes are a couple weeks, recorded a couple weeks in advance.
Let's just do podcasting live.
What do you mean?
We just put it out right now.
No.
As it records, they can
That's not
listen.
Possible.
No.
No.
No. That's
okay.
My low.
All right.
I wanted to live podcast.
Okay.
But it's not permissible.
We are not prepared for
I
that.
I want to do it one day.
Okay. So this week's episode of Sheena
Interrupted. What are you talking, man? We already did this part.
I'm telling the people.
Okay.
They've been asking us for not even weeks, not months, but almost years at this point, how we met, how we fell in love, how we started dating, how we like, what's our story? What's our,
oh,
what's our
I,
story?
That's such a good story.
It is such a
it's
good
such a good
story.
When we locked eyes. Can we show that video?
Yeah,
when
actually,
we
should show that video.
When we do this episode, it's going to be a great
we
one.
We are doing
but
it
today's
right.
Today's episode is about letting go of your expectations.
No, we're doing the episode.
See how I,
right now.
You should just
I'm just ignoring
in.
You and I'm going to plow
no,
through.
No, I'm telling
like
you.
Like the plows of the snow.
We have to.
Storm this weekend.
No,
they
no,
just
no.
keep going Look, and they put everything up on the
I
road.
I will tell you.
I'm going with it.
It is coming. One day we will get there. But today.
Today's the day.
In the moment.
It's the day.
This episode will not be titled Love Story. It will be titled Expectations and Letting Go. It's a new year.
Yeah.
People are all around or sitting there. By the time this episode comes down, they've already not gone to the gym 3 times. They've already eaten fried foods and gluten and whatever else they promised they wouldn't eat.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of feeling a little down. So we have to say to them, We too have eaten chocolate and cheese this year already. But don't have such harsh expectations. Just put in your best effort. And if you don't strike gold that day, it's okay.
Okay, so I'm not the host today.
I don't know how to podcast. I thought I would just tell you a new topic and then you can do the podcast
thing. I haven't done any of the research.
I didn't even go to her show.
Whose show?
Zara's.
What?
Yes.
What does that have to do with the fact that you're...
Expectations, remember?
Yes.
You didn't expect her to win.
I did not.
Tell the story. Beautiful story. How she went from zero to hero in 1 year.
Okay, but I don't...
No expectations, friend.
Okay, and then now you're the host.
Why?
Because you didn't expect it's to your be the show. Host.
Yeah, okay, but welcome to Expectations and How to Shoot Them in the Butt with your host, Trid.
Okay, go so, for it. Yeah, tell me all your thoughts
okay,
about
this. Is so you're not really gonna not going to let normal me tell episode. My story. This is going to be a very unusual episode.
But you're really not going to let me tell my story?
Tell. Go for it.
I really wanted to tell the people.
Tell them.
Okay, it was a dark and stormy night.
Yes.
It wasn't.
No, I don't know. I'm listening to you. I'm going along with it. I mean, it's not that exciting. So I want to see what you make up. We have to make sure we're on the same page because we have that rule about just releasing podcasts. I want to make sure we've had a discussion.
No, you said I can release. If I want to release, I can
correct.
Release.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I want to be sure we both discuss what we're going to discuss in advance of discussing it during the podcast. Because if we don't pre-discuss the discussion, that discussion can go live.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
You know.
What is this discussion about?
What you might say. In the relationship episode.
I'm going to say everything.
You don't want to do that.
I do.
Including your Christmas dress?
That was so mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You don't want to say
really
you say
that you
say.
Did that.
I didn't do
you
anything.
You said I looked like a Christmas tree.
I love Christmas trees.
You did not say it in an endearing way.
I did.
You did not.
I said in a factual way. Again, your expectations.
Of what?
Not looking like spruce.
I was already mad about that outfit. I was so mad at my mom about that outfit. And then because I thought I looked like Christmas. And then the first thing you said to me was...
Merry Christmas.
It was so rude.
It was not rude. I wished you your favorite. Someone dresses like a holiday. You must think they enjoyed that holiday.
Do you know how many years later I'm still offended by that?
By Christmas. You love Christmas now.
By that comment.
You celebrate that holiday as if...
You think that's what started it?
Yeah, that's why you love the holiday.
Maybe.
You dress like a tree.
I did not dress like a tree. Okay, go back
but
to
you're
your
derailing
show.
The show again.
Yes.
Why do you do that? It's so irritating.
You know, I have no idea.
Shh, I'm talking. Okay, so we are in the new year.
Yes.
There are people.
Yes.
Who all around the world.
What's happening to your accent?
I don't know. It's late. I'm glitching. And I'm itching. I don't like being the host. Okay, you do your episode. I give up. No, I must do it.
You don't feel like doing anything tonight.
No.
No.
But I
will.
Is
that why you don't want our story to come out today?
Correct. I want to be in the mood to tell my story.
All right. Okay, people,
but
sorry.
This is
you're
what
not going to hear the story today.
When you are feeling like this, mm-hmm. it's so easy to say, I won't do that. Mm-hmm. I'll eat that garbage thing mm-hmm. or I won't do this. Mm-hmm. But now I'm putting in my effort.
Okay.
Simple resolution.
I will show up and put in my effort too.
Outcome? I don't know. No idea. Too many factors out of my control. Mm. What can I do? I can sit in this chair for 30 minutes.
This is true.
Talk inside this microphone.
Yeah.
No expectations of other people, you'll be happier.
This is true, you know.
I know. That's why I said it.
But it's hard because your expectations... It's natural. When you have expectations, it's very, very natural.
What's natural?
Like to expect things. You put in certain efforts, you expect those efforts to be returned to you.
From other people?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
And just do your own thing.
I know.
And let other people do their own thing. Then you'll never be disappointed.
This is true. So tell the story about that. While you were very moved by something.
I was moved. Okay, I'll tell you.
Tell the story of why you were so inspired.
Because last year, Zara went to her first gymnastics meet.
Yes.
Which was 1 year ago from roughly today.
Yeah.
When she went, or yesterday.
Yeah.
When she went for the second time. This was the first meet of this season. That was the first meet of last season.
Yeah.
And it was the first time, last time, that she had ever done a meet.
She was so nervous. Do you remember? She was so mad at us.
She was just angry for no reason. Yeah.
She didn't want us to touch her, brush her hair.
She essentially got seventh place, eighth place, you know, judges ribbon for best smile, the sort of things that you get when you're not in the top of contention. Mm-hmm. And she came home and she had a smile on her face. Mm-hmm. And then this year, when they made teams, mm-hmm. she again landed on the same team. Mm-hmm. And some of her friends from last year who were better gymnasts had moved on and they're up at a better team now or a mm-hmm. higher caliber.
Mm-hmm. They're also older.
And then Zara went this year again mm-hmm. to the same competition.
She did.
And she essentially came back of the four routines they did. Last year, she got a seventh place, an eighth place.
No, she didn't.
Aren't last those the year, last places?
No. Last year, she got a 12th place.
Oh, they have 12. That's right.
Or like a further down. She got 1 7th and 1 8th maybe.
And then 2 10+.
Yeah. And those were like essentially participation awards.
So she got 1 7, 1 8, and then 2 10+.
Right.
This year, she got a 4th.
Yep.
In one skill, a 3rd in another skill, mm-hmm. a 2nd in one skill, a 1st in one skill, yep. and something she had never done before at all last season mm-hmm. is she got overall 2nd place
yep.
of the entire competition in her division. Mm-hmm. So this kid was beaming. Mm-hmm. And when she came home, I asked her, how did it go? How do you feel? And she was excited. Mm-hmm. But her answer to me was, I was happy that I did better than last year. Mm. And I said, what do you mean? And she remembered her scores from last year. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even once say, oh, I got 2nd overall or 1st in floor or anything. Mm-hmm. The only thing she said to me was,
I did better
than I did last year. And that was her goal. Yeah. Like she knew her scores from last year. She wanted to go. Yeah. She's put in 1 year of effort and she wanted to actually see someone say that, yes, she's improved.
Yeah. And she's been writing her scores every competition. She's been writing down her scores and saying, I just want to do better every time on each event. I want to do better than I did the last time. I want to do better here than I did the last time. So she's been tracking her scores and she's been slowly but surely improving.
But she's not writing what place she got.
No.
She's not writing whether that 9.2 was a 2nd place or a 4th place.
Yep.
All she's been writing is last time it was a 9.1 and this time it's a 9.2 or an 8.9, 9.1.
Yep.
And I thought that was amazing.
Yep.
She didn't judge herself based on factors that are not in her control.
Yeah.
She only is tracking her performance. Mm-hmm. So that's where the idea came for this episode. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to track yourself based on what other people say or do? Mm. Or what view count or downloads or numbers or subscribers given this creator world?
And it's easy to fall into that, right? Because there's so many creators and there's so many people creating the same kinds of content as you, the same sort of ideas float around between content creators. And it's very, very easy to say, well, so-and-so did this and they got X number of views, or so-and-so did that and they got this deal based off of it. How come I didn't do it?
Does it bother you?
Sometimes.
Really? Who? Tell me. I'll go bust them up. Who got a better deal from you? Give me my slipper, bloody. I'll go show them something.
Sometimes
I'll take Zara with me. She'll do a backflip and kick them in the throat. She's good at that now.
It's hard not to, right? And I think these kids are perfect living examples of they haven't been sort of tainted. But I'll tell you another moment in our lives when I had no expectation and I was sincerely surprised and really, really happy for the progress that we had made.
When I proposed?
No. We're not talking about that.
But that was a surprising moment for you.
That was a surprising moment for me. We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there one day.
Not today. See how you've come around so quickly. I'm proud of you. So do you want to talk about it now? I tried to sneak in a little story and you're like, nope.
Yeah, because it's going to save the whole story for another day. It was the day that we won that Streamy, the one sitting right behind us. We did not go to that award show thinking that we were going to win. We were nominated and that in and of itself was a surprise.
Yes.
And we went to the Streamy Award ceremony to cheer on some of our creators, our fellow creators. At least
I don't know that many. I didn't go for that reason.
I went for that reason. I went
because you told me we have to go.
And my reason for going was to put faces and like make real life connections
with people
that I had met online or chatted with on DMs or whatever it was. I wanted to go and show my support of all of their hard work as well. And it was really cool because we got to meet some really fun people, but I really had no expectation that we were going to walk away with an award. And I think that was part of the sweetest moment of that entire night, was that both of us had no expectation of winning.
They also weren't impressed with you.
Who?
The Streamy people.
Why not?
Because they didn't invite you back the next year to even sit in the crowd.
I know.
I think you were supposed to say something.
This is like the second or third time you've called me out on this.
I'm curious as to what you did.
Are you calling me out or them out?
I'm not them, because that's just an award show. What did you do?
I did nothing.
Did you not like respond to an email?
I don't know.
Imagine the level of annoyedness by an organization to actually present you as a victor of a very sought after award for short form in this era. And the next year, they're like, do we invite her to sit in the bleachers? No, forget her.
I did nothing.
Yes, what should you have done to get an invite?
Call the right
Streamy people.
Can you please invite her tomorrow
to just sit in the audience and clap for whoever wins?
I'm going to make a phone call tomorrow. You cannot keep calling me
out on this. I'm so curious as to what you did. It's still shocking.
You did not get invited back either.
I didn't get invited the first time.
Yes, you did.
We had to fill out Trid on the form to get a separate black maid. I know how this works. All these things, Sheena Malwani, and then you have to put in special and pay. We paid extra for those YouTube plaques in the back. Tell them the story. Tell them. They're like, what the hell is this? The channel's name is Sheena Malwani. This is what you get. Like, no. This guy's going to cause a ruckus. Please, I'll pay my own pocket. Redo this thing. I know.
It's true. They only wrote Sheena Malwani.
She sent it back.
Because I wanted your name to be on it.
Yeah, that's my name. Trident. There it is.
So expectations.
Yeah. Don't have them. And then good things happen.
It's true.
Show up. You know, we had no expectations.
We had no expectations of any of this.
If you told me 3 years ago I'd be sitting on a Sunday night in my basement with two microphones.
In the middle of a snowstorm.
I would tell you, what the hell are you talking about?
It's true. It's very, very true. We had no thought about this. A lot of people get into this space thinking like, I want to do this. And they're at it for years and years and years and years. I think we got really, really lucky, but we had no expectations.
Look behind you.
I know.
We did. Evidence of that luck behind you.
Yes. But we show up. But we show up.
Yeah.
You show up and you just do your thing. You put your head down and you keep doing what you think you're supposed to be doing.
Except for the fake garden from Home Depot. None of the rest of that stuff
would
have been there, but for...
It's true.
Showing up.
It's true. You're very sentimental today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think I swallowed something. What did you put in my food? My favorite ketchup. Laced. Why are you doing that?
Stop doing that to me.
It's not cool. You shouldn't put things in people's food. It doesn't matter how close you are to them.
Okay, I apologize.
It's mean. That's all I had. I just wanted to talk about the expectations and letting go.
I'm sorry. When you do an episode, you have to have 30 minutes of content prepared.
How long has it been? It feels like it's been 2 hours.
It has not been 2 hours.
How long?
Maybe like 38? 15 minutes.
Don't say maybe. You just looked at the clock. But is it over 30?
No, because there's no time there.
Why do you... You still don't know how to use this equipment.
Do you?
No, I'm not the podcaster. I just show up.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
Just my left ear comes to work every day and then I go.
I'm also learning while we're on the go.
Okay, let's tell one more story.
Okay, tell another story.
About that time you fought with a goat. Just make it up. Just 5 minutes. Just tell.
Make it about expectations.
When I was putting food and you expected it was for you and the goat came.
You want to talk about expectations?
Yes. I have a story for you to tell about expectations.
Okay, go ahead.
What did you expect that time?
When
you were pedaling in a park in Japan and you were going head to head with a Japanese businessman. With a briefcase. What was your expectation?
My expectation was that the man would get out of the way.
And what was the reality?
He did not get out of the way.
So what did you do?
I ended up in the fence.
Yes.
Sometimes your expectations are really sadly disappointing.
Yes. So yes, we did live in Tokyo for some period of time. And yes, Sheena did ride a bicycle.
Yes, into a man.
He did not.
He got out of the way. I got out of the way.
They played bicycle chicken in a park.
You know, this
maybe it was a one-way you were on.
It was not. There's no such thing as a one-way sidewalk.
It was a sidewalk, yes, or a bicycle lane?
It was a sidewalk.
In a park. No. The story's falling apart.
On the street.
With a fence. It was a fenced-in road, people. Did you make this whole thing up for me years ago? The whole thing's crumbling
you
now.
You saw my scrapes.
Yeah,
and
did
scratches.
You just fall walking on the road and you made
no,
up the story?
I rode the bicycle with the little basket.
I know what the bike looked like.
Here's the story.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewind a little bit more.
Okay.
Many years ago, you got an opportunity for us to move to Japan.
Yes.
And you're like, I really, really want to go to Japan. And I'm like, okay, let's go to Japan. We didn't have kids. We didn't have a mortgage. We didn't have any like ties to Boston.
Correct.
And you were just starting out. And it was a good opportunity for you to like show that you were a team player and for you to...
How far back are you going? I want to talk about the fight.
No,
with
no,
the
hold
briefcase
on.
Man.
I'm talking about expectations.
Oh, yeah.
When
okay,
we
go
went
ahead, go ahead.
There, when
you,
we went...
Use 15 minutes or so to tell your story.
Thank you. When we went there,
we flew on Japan Airlines flight 874.
Are you trying to get like a Japan Airlines?
No, just more time.
Oh my God.
It was a dark and stormy
You're
flight.
You're interrupting me
okay,
to
go,
give
go.
Random bits of information
no.
just to stretch the time.
I'm excited about the story.
Okay. So the point is, we went to Japan thinking like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And I think you were really excited. You hyped it up. You're like, yes, this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be such a great opportunity. And we got there.
Hi. Nihon ii desu yo.
Yep, it is. Honestly, if you tell me now to talk about our time in Japan, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. But when we were there for like 24 to 48 hours and I didn't know what time zone I was in and I didn't know what day it was.
But you didn't fight with the locals the first 48 hours.
No, I did not.
Oh, you carried that frustration
no,
to that
I did not.
Fitful day.
I'm just trying to tell a story about expectations.
Yeah.
We went to Japan with a certain expectation. I think I'm pretty comfortable traveling. I think I'm pretty good at like... We've gone to India, we've gone to Europe, we've traveled all over the world, we've visited Singapore, we've visited Hong Kong. But Japan, when I got there, I felt for the first time like this deep sense of culture shock. There were no signs in English. There were, nobody would like look at you in the eyes. It was really...
Ego janai.
Because we didn't speak English. It was really hard. And we didn't know anybody there. And I think my expectations were sadly not met, but I don't know what they were.
I don't either. But I was expecting to be in a complete different world.
I did not. And I was really sad. Do you remember? I was like depressed for the first month.
No.
You don't remember?
No. I'm just not very good at knowing when people are depressed.
It's your own wife.
But I didn't know when you're depressed.
House.
You always look so depressed.
I do?
Thought it was just normal.
What about
you didn't laugh before you took it on as a job.
Oh my God.
Tell the people the truth.
That's not
true. All this pent up laughter is coming out from so many years of not laughing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
It's like constipation, but of the laughter. Laughstipation. It's
no,
a problem.
That's
She's
not
cured
true.
Now, people.
It's
She's
not
cured.
True.
Thank you for your help.
Shh. So I think I was really depressed or whatever for the first month until I let go of those expectations that it was going to be a certain way. And it was.
What
gonna...
was the expectation?
That I was going to know people right off the bat. And
in Japan?
Was, yeah, and it was going to be
easy. Who would you know?
I don't know, but it was like hard to get food and we couldn't speak to anybody other than each other. Like imagine
you
talking to...
You expected to move to Japan and yeah. to have friends in the first few days and to eat food when you don't eat seafood, you don't eat meat.
Again, I did not know what to expect.
But your expectations are ludicrous, man.
Yes.
But
I was also really
to have
young.
7 million people download this episode. And I want cats to listen to my podcast.
I was also meow. A lot younger.
If you have cats, oh you better God. Bloody make them listen. This is the first podcast for cats.
Can you
If
stop?
Your cat is not sitting in your lap now.
Have you taken something?
You put something in my tea, you
I
spitter.
I put nothing. I didn't even
I have
give you tea.
I have big expectations.
Of what?
Pets listening to this podcast.
Okay, you do you, boo.
Okay, so go. You're fighting with the Japanese man 3 months still
I'm
in the
saying,
future.
I'm saying it took me a few months to get over those expectations, but going forward, I got a job. I was working at a preschool for children. We got a bike. I could get like groceries on my bike with my little basket. And I was like not afraid to go out into the world. The first few weeks, I was afraid to even go out because I didn't know if I'd get lost. But then I got...
To tell them about the string thing you did. That was so cool.
What string thing?
She tied a piece of string to her foot and to the door of our building. And it was 200 feet long. And then she would walk around. That way, if she got lost, she would just pull the string at her foot and she'd find herself back to the building. That was so smart of you. And then every week, we bought extra 100 feet and tied it to the first 100 feet. By the end of our trip, she was lassoing the locals.
You're so insane.
You're the one doing it, not me.
So anyways, I got a job and I used to ride my bike to the job every day, to my to my school.
For those of you who aren't watching the video, this was not a hand pedal bicycle. That's just sign language for foot pedaling.
Yeah, that's how you ride a bike. So I would ride my bike every day. And one day after a very long day, I was riding my bike
back. Said this was on your way to work.
Maybe it was on my way to work.
You said you got to work bleeding and all the children cured you.
I think it was with on their the way tears. Back. It was on the way back. I was riding home and there was this man, this older man, and he was riding.
Was he kind of bald and plump with a short sleeve shirt with a tie and a briefcase?
And he didn't have That's a what you told me. I don't think he had a briefcase.
Maybe in his basket?
Maybe. But yeah, he had no hair and he had a short sleeve shirt. Yeah. I don't know how large or small he was, but he was this Japanese man and he was riding his bike. Why are you doing this?
I'm him.
Okay. And you know, we were like 20 feet away from each other and I'm thinking like the sidewalk was big enough for the both of us.
Yeah.
And I was on the right closer to the fence and he was on the left and he really had enough space to like make space for me. But he was right in the middle of the sidewalk. And he just would not relent. And I expected him to relent. Like, expected him to move over a little bit. And he did not. And ultimately, at the last minute, I had to twist my handlebars. Ayo.
Like a cat on the wall. Like that, really right in the, into the fence. Really and he turned and like in the movies. Ha, ha,
he didn't even stop.
Siri American.
He really did not even stop. He just kept going. Like, did not stop to check if I was okay. He just because left me crashed? There. Yeah, I was so embarrassed.
Was there really another person or you just banged the fence because you don't know how to ride a bicycle?
No.
And you want to come clean? Here's your
chance. No, I swear.
And he kept riding away.
He kept riding away. And I was like all cut
no,
up.
No, sumimasen.
Nothing.
Did you give one sumimasen?
Why should I apologize?
No, on the way, like when you're approaching head on, or do you just lock eyes? Were you wearing a helmet?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Was I? Did we have a helmet?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Did he have a helmet?
I don't know.
He didn't because you said he was bald. Oh. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
This is true.
This whole story is made up in your head. Fell for the trap. Okay, bring it back, lady.
Expectations.
What was your expectations?
That he was going to move out of the damn
people were so kind in Japan.
I know, but
shockingly
not that
kind,
man.
But this man.
That man was not
maybe
kind.
Maybe he wasn't even Japanese.
I think he was.
Maybe he was frustrated.
He could be frustrated and Japanese.
Maybe
I think
you were
he
riding on a one-way bicycle path.
Maybe.
But who? We'll never know.
We will never, ever know. And for all intents and purposes, for this story,
yes,
I will tell you.
Bald,
I
angry,
tried to
fat
play
man.
Chicken with a man and I lost and the fence and the man won.
The man didn't do anything. He just kept riding.
He won.
Oh, yeah, he won.
He did not get hurt.
And the fence helped you.
No.
If it wasn't there, you'd have hit the street or something.
No.
People don't put fences without something on the other side. You're not supposed to.
It was like a park or something on the other side.
Ooh. So next day, what did you do?
I
walked
licked
to work?
My wounds and I went back to work.
On
I
your
walked.
Bicycle?
No, I walked.
You stopped riding. You're not the type to stop riding because one Japanese man kicked you into a fence.
This is true.
It takes multiple Japanese men to ride you into the fence before you say, hey, maybe I shouldn't be riding down that path.
He did not kick me, but...
He didn't ride by and give you a little whack?
Maybe.
That would have been such a better story. Can we tell it that way? You want to just retell the story and add a little spice?
What does it have to do with expectations then?
I don't know why you said this whole story. I love this story.
Because of expectations.
Let's bring it all back.
Okay, let's bring it all back.
No more expectations. And just be easy. Take it easy, people.
if you have an expectation
and it's horribly not met,
yes, and you feel frustrated, what do you do? What is that?
Loud exhale.
Do you never have your expectations not met?
Ever, like almost every day.
And then what do you do?
I just eat it anyways. Food is food. I say at least it's there. We're good. It's mean to order Uber Eats while in the middle of a meal.
You know, I'm going to make you make food from now on.
I hate making food.
I know
you do. That's why. I just have no expectations.
I'm a good cook. I say,
thank the Lord. The food is here. Eat it. So put more sauce. Put it straight on my tongue, bloody. Just so eat it. What do you do? Cook. You're an amazing cook.
What, me? I passive aggressively like pass out comments.
No, you make noises. I lots of noises. Like you close doors harder. You drop things from 1 foot above.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm angry.
But then that pushes other people away.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, lots of noise coming from that zone. Better stay here. Be better to make less noise.
Yeah, but then you don't pick up on it because you clearly don't see what's happening around you.
If there's so much noise, there's nothing to see.
I'm trying to get you to pay attention. There's less noise
and you come look. Oh, what's happening here? And then you can catch them. That's how the animals do it in their kingdom.
Okay, what would you like me to do when my expectations are not being met?
Send an email.
You want me to email you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Subject line, expectations not met. Okay. But put timestamp. Need precision.
9:32.
Yes.
You did not wash dishes.
Yes, you did not put away the dishes.
What time am I supposed to send that email?
9:32.
And what time are you going to respond?
Depends. Probably the next day. I don't like checking my email at night. Yeah. I'll check the next day. But then don't be mean until the next day until you get my response.
Should I do the dishes or should I not?
Yesterday, you just left them there.
What dishes did I leave there?
What? You forgot. I thought that was on purpose. You do that move sometimes on purpose. You just leave it all.
We didn't have dishes yesterday. We got takeout.
Yeah, I put the takeout away. Oh my God. That's what it was.
Thank you.
And it was harmonious when I came to the room, as you might recall. Mm-hmm. You were in a good mood.
I was sleeping.
Okay, but on a more serious note, when you have these expectations of yourself, people get sad when they aren't able to accomplish what was sometimes a lofty goal to begin with.
What?
They set a crazy goal.
Who?
People, all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, December, I ate chocolate and I ate 4 desserts every day. Mm. January, I'm going to be gluten-free, dairy-free. I'm going to walk 15,000 steps. I'm going to work out 4 times a week and drink 3 jugs of water. Mm. These are not, that's not baby steps. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
So you do it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then you can't keep up. Mm. And you get disappointed. Mm. So what do? Go back to the December person. Baby steps.
What does that have to do with expectations?
Don't have crazy expectations of yourself and forgive yourself. Mm. Small things. Start with one thing. Start with the walk. When you have the walk down for 3 weeks, then tack on something else. Mm. Build on the good habits.
What are you building on?
This. I'm sitting here, bloody. What time is it? 4 a.m. I'm sitting here. It's not 4 a.m., is it? I feel like it's 4 a.m.
It seems like 9:15.
Yeah. So this is my thing. I'm going to show up my 1 time a week. I'll do this. Once I have this in the system, then we'll do something else. Uh-huh. Slowly tack things on.
Okay.
I may ride my Peloton this week.
My expectation for this house, baby steps, is I'm going to change something every couple of weeks.
Yeah, because you're so free with your time. I like that. Yeah. I like that. What advice do you have for people that have too much on their plate?
You do what you can. That's my advice. You do what you can. And you don't need to apologize to anybody.
And what advice do you have for people who have people in their lives who have too much on their plate and are adding more on their plate? Asking for a friend?
Me?
No. My other friend.
It's okay to do things. It's okay to juggle a lot of things. Just ask for help. Prioritize and ask for help. I have a friend coming to help me decorate the house.
Which friend?
My friend Linda.
Oh, well, if you have friends like Linda and you need help with interior design.
Exactly.
You should. Did you keep the receipt for this armoire that Linda's going to make you throw away?
I did not.
Linda hates Home Goods.
She thinks it's for the people.
I'm going to tell her. There must be a sticker inside. Can we return it? I don't want her to make me throw it away. Linda always makes me throw things away. She's going to make you buy a custom piece from Marrakesh. It looks just like this, but you have to order it. Damn it.
I'm going to keep this. Okay, people.
How do you end this thing?
I don't know.
You need a nice, like, you need bookends. You need a song. Okay. Where's the song?
I did not
How are you going to end that one?
Map out this
Do the episode. Other ending.
I'm not telling you. I'm not wasting it. Don't look at my notes.
Connection to your truth. What is that? You need a song.
Okay. I'll write a song.
You'll write a whole song.
I will.
About the end of a podcast. Come up with a phrase.
Mm. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what your expectations are. All you got to do is find you happy. You like
that? I go. Good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything is takeable by me now. We're good? I'm just stretching.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.